a Football Friday here on 560 WQAM. But we can segue into a little basketball talk again. Why not?
Why not?
Miami Heat start a 5-game road trip tonight in Milwaukee. And, man, this is going to be a tough road trip. And the Miami Heat, we don't even know what they are at this point. We've had the conversation yesterday with Mike Wallace from ESPN and Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel the day before about are the Heat. Ira's words, he said they're teetering. And then all of a sudden they lost to the Atlanta Hawks at home. And no one felt really good about that.
No, they fell off the seesaw at that point.
But one of the guys that always gives us the truth, whether you like what he has to say or not, is our friend Cornbread Maxwell, who is an NBA legend, and he's a broadcast legend now with the uninteresting Boston Celtics.
Wow.
So give me the scoop. Cornbread, give me the scoop. What do you think the Miami Heat are at this point?
I think they're still a playoff team. I don't think that they're in contention for anything, but I think that they're a playoff team, and I don't believe they're going to go deep in the playoffs. I think that, you know, they're starting to show some age, but at the same time, they have some youth, but I just don't think that they're a team that's going to make a lot of noise this year.
Are they worse than you thought they would be, or are they about where you thought they'd be?
About where I thought they would be. I think everybody kind of wash them off, but if you still have Chris Bosh and, you know, and D-Wade still, you know, I still think he's ailing, but if you have those two players alone, then you're going to make a little bit of noise in the conference.
And
especially in the Eastern Conference, no doubt.
Well, that's, and we can both speak from experience there, because we're all in a conference that is not the toughest conference in the world, and certainly your Celtics benefit from the fact that they're in the East as well. The funny thing is, Cornbread was telling us before he came on the air, the Celtics host the Lakers tonight, right? And nobody even really knows about it, and that used to be one of the marquee matchups, not just in basketball, but all of sports.
Yes.
No, yeah, when those two teams met, I don't care what happened, people just kind of stopped for a minute. And even if it was during the regular season, there always seemed to be something a little bit extra about the Celtics and the Lakers meeting. But if you look at it now, how the NBA has changed, the Knicks are bad, you know, the Lakers haven't played well, Celtics haven't played well. A lot of the marquee teams who've been around forever, those teams right now aren't doing squat.
What's the team that impresses you the most right now?
Wow. The team that I think impresses me the most. I'm not a big Golden State person, but they've impressed me the most so far.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah,
they're fun to watch. They're fun. They're hard to stop, but they're hard to stop during the regular season. If you play them in a 7-game series and you start to slow the game down, I think that's when they start to have problems.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us here on 560 QAM. I know it's a Football Friday, but we love talking some hoops with Cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the program and the Miami Heat. They start a 5-game road swing tonight in Milwaukee. And then where else do they go? They go Memphis,
Phoenix,
I think. Phoenix, Denver, Utah. It's going to be a tough road trip. LeBron and the Cavs, Cornbread, you impressed with what they're doing? You disappointed in what they're doing? Or you think they're about where you thought they'd be?
I think they're about where I thought they'd be. I thought they would struggle a little bit, but I think they have too many good and great players at the end of the day not to start to get it. LeBron James has been very patient, which I love watching him now. And, you know, Kyrie Irving is growing into the player that he should have been if he's around other great players. So I think with the combination they have and Kevin Love starting to fit in, they're playing a lot better, and I see a lot of fun things happening for Cleveland.
Cornbread, do you think, you know, you look at the last couple big threes, I guess you could say, that were put together, including one in your neck of the woods in Boston when you brought Ray and Kevin with Paul there, and then Boston wins a championship, then you bring the big three down here. The Heat go to 4 championships in 4 years, or 4 finals in 4 years, win 2 championships. The way that Cleveland brought this, that their big three together with 2 guys that are not very experienced in the playoffs, do you think that's going to matter at all when it gets down to the playoffs? Or do you think with just LeBron there to kind of, you know, steer the boat, they're going to be all right?
You know, was Chris Bosh in the playoffs? Maybe I'm missing something when he was in Toronto.
well, Wade had a ring, though. It made up for Bosh's lack of playoff experience.
Wade had a ring, but I still think that if you look at the guys and you look at LeBron James with his pedigree and the way he's played, and still you'd say he's the best player right now, maybe. Now, just slightly, maybe ahead of the guy right now, Anthony Davis, down in New Orleans. But LeBron James still is that guy. And can he bring those other guys up to his level? I think you're talking about guys who have talent. Kyrie Irving can be a tremendous point guard. We've seen him. Kevin Love is a great player in his own right. But trying to harness that and put it all together, that is going to be the key to what they do.
You don't think that the lack of playoff experience is really going to hurt them later on, or do you think that LeBron just trumps
all
that?
I really don't believe that. I think that the regular season is going to start to mold them. And what they're going to do, they're going to learn because they're in the spotlight. Every game they have right now, Cleveland has, that's a big game for every team that plays them. So it's almost like every game they're playing, those are playoff games.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us here on 560 QAM. Now, Cornbread, I'm 45 years old. How old are you now? You got to be what, 50?
I am 58.
58. Cornbread's 58. Now, yesterday, we have a former Miami Dolphin does the talk show before us, Channing Crowder. And I wear a lot of Champion apparel, Champion T-shirts, Champion shorts. And Crowder was telling me that Champion, it's not cool. It's not doing me a favor because Nike's cool, Under Armour's cool, Reebok, Adidas, that's cool. He says Champion's not cool, and I'm showing my age. Now, you being 58, do you agree with that?
You know, I really don't want to say I'm agree with that because Adidas has been around for a while. You know, Converse was the thing that was so cool at one time. When I was coming up, it was PF Flyers.
Yeah, so, Flyers, you know,
it changes from time to time. What's cool one year might not be cool the next. But right now, everybody knows that it is what Nike does. Nike is that product. I mean, Kevin Love turned down so much money from Under Armour, it was crazy. But he wanted to stay with Nike. So that really says that Nike's in vogue right now.
Can you ever remember a time, though, that Champion was cool?
Yeah, when I bought it at some cheap store. That was
again with the cheap stores. I didn't realize it was a cheap brand. Everyone was making fun of me yesterday.
Dude, wait a minute. You go right now to Marshall's or one of them places or downtown Miami, someplace on the strip. I'm sure you can find a lot of Champion gear.
That is so funny. How could I be
so
blissfully...
exactly what we said to you yesterday.
I'm so blissfully unaware of this stuff. That is amazing.
Hockman's the only one.
Don't worry about it. It's not going to change. It's not going to change your bank account.
No, definitely not.
Cornbread, Hockman's the only one that spends $40. He finds the only store in town that sells $40 Champion shirts, and that's what he buys.
I don't know where in the hell he found that at. That's a ripoff. So you can find a Champion shirt being sold for $40. Go on eBay, man. You get a handful of stuff for $40 from Champion.
Hey, back in your day, Cornbread, did you have a sneaker deal? Did you guys get free sneakers?
Yeah. I had several. I was with started out with Nike. Then I went to Pony.
Oh, Pony,
The company I was with for a while. And ended up wanting to get set a deal with Adidas, got traded to the Los Angeles Clippers, and they made me buy shoes. That's how bad we were.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
My deal was no longer valid when I left the Celtics.
That is so damn funny. I mean, the Clippers were such a joke back then, but so the shoe company...
it was funny here when I wasn't giving when my checks weren't coming. Ha, ha.
Hey, you were just making fun of my discount shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. Goes around, comes around.
Yeah, I guess so. Cornbread Maxwell, he's a friend of the program. Who's the best in the East as we let you go? Who's the best team in the East?
Best team in the East right now, I still believe it's going to be Cleveland Cavaliers at the end of the day.
You are not changing your opinion on that, huh?
No, I'm not going any place until you show me something else. Who are you picking right now? That would be the good thing. Who do you want? Chicago? Chicago really goes from time to time. I don't know who else you really could pick other than Cleveland.
I know. It just pains me to say it. I don't think Derrick Rose can stay healthy for an entire season, so Chicago to me is always going to be a wild card.
Well, here's the news that you haven't heard, and this will make you happy. LeBron James is coming back to Miami.
Listen, the one thing that my show cannot afford right now is bad information. I don't even want to explain to you what happened earlier in the week, but I cannot afford bad information.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll take it back.
Cornbread, have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you hopefully sometime before Christmas.
No doubt, guys. Have a good one.
Cornbread Maxwell, friend of the program. Love talking to that guy. Always a very good guest. All right, it's a football Friday. Well, we took that little detour into basketball.
I'm so happy you asked me about the champion stuff.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was a discount brand.
I'm telling you that you could walk into Marshalls, you could walk into Ross, you could walk into TJ Maxx, you could walk in, and they have the sports apparel section.
I had no idea.
And you'll be able to find all the champion stuff there.
Had no idea. All right, we'll take a break here. Come right back on 560 WQAM.